Dr. Drew, and here's today's Women in Clinic. In June, New York City Police Commissioner William Bratton announced that the entire patrol force would soon be trained and equipped with naloxone, an anti-overdose medication administered by a spray atomizer into the nostrils. When someone overdoses on heroin or other opiate drugs, the brain is saturated with these opiates, causing the respiratory centers to shut down, causing people naturally then to stop breathing. According to a recent New York Times article, the use of naloxone, an opiate blocker, is becoming increasingly common in police departments across the U.S. Previously, the medication was only used by emergency room doctors and paramedics. The police are taking on this role because they are often the first to arrive at a scene of an overdose, and upon arrival, first responders sometimes have only minutes or even seconds to turn things around. The signs of overdose include pinpoint pupils, drowsiness, extreme sedation, abnormal breathing or no breathing, and when the first responders come upon this, they can give the naloxone and the entire syndrome will reverse. Quote, this is a huge change for policing, said the executive director of the Police Executive Research Forum. Quote, you're going to see this spread across the country.
For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew.